This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim haba, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yemes learning Maseches Nedar and Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Chesan Tes. Hamudar Haname Chasanai, someone who asers his son-in-law and Hana from him, who writes Allah says, L'bitai Mais, he wants to give his daughter money. Oymerla, he says to her, Hey, Hamais Ha'ilu Nusunum Lach B'matana, this money is given to you as a gift. Uvavad Shalai Yehe Levalach Rishosven, provided your husband does not have any permission to utilize it. And the Gemara explains that this is going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Yad Isha Kiyad Bala, and therefore you need to add an additional stipulation, namely Elamasha Ad Noisis V'Noisenes Bafich, meaning this matana is only yours for what you put in your mouth from the moment you eat it, but that's it. And this way it's only for her and only while she's eating it. Mishnah Tas, the pasuk says, "V'neder amanu grusha yakum aleha." The neder of a widow or a divorcee will be established. Ketzad? Why would the Torah have to say the neder of an amanu or a grusha is valid? There's no one to be made for it. Amra, let's say the amanu or the grusha says, "Harini nazir lachesh shloshim yam." I will be a nazir after 30 days. In the interim, afal pishin nisay spesach shloshim yam. Even if she marries within 30 days, enu yachal hafer, the husband cannot be mefer, because at the time she made the neder, she was not in his rishus. Nadra, if she made a neder v'hi b'rishus habal, and she is in the domain of the husband, mefer la, he could be mefer even if the neder is not chal, only after she leaves his rishus. Nevertheless, if he was mefer it, it's hufar. Ketzad, how? So, Amrav, she says, harin in nazir lachar shloshim. I will be nazir after 30 days. Even though she's widowed or divorced within 30 days, it will be considered nullified. If she made a neder that day, and she was divorced that day, he took her back that day, he can't be mefer, even though she made a neder when she was in his rishus, and the day didn't pass, so he should be able to be mefer b'yayim shamay. Nevertheless, Zahaklal, here's the rule. Kol sheyotzes rishus atzma sha'achas. Any woman who leaves to her own rishus for one moment, eino yachal hafer, the husband can no longer be mefer. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.